USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Senate could end the impeachment trial against President Trump as early as today. There will be a vote on whether to call witnesses, but it doesn't appear the Democrats have enough Republicans on their side to make that happen. Yesterday, in a final plea from the president's legal team, lawyer Pat Cipollone said,
"What are we dealing with here? We're dealing with a purely partisan impeachment with bipartisan opposition, no crime, no violation of law, in an election year."
President Trump had a campaign rally in Des Moines, Iowa last night, looking directly at farmers as he touted the recent trade deals he signed.
USMCA all done, China all done. For the farmers, it's done, that I can tell you. You're going to have to get bigger tractors and a hell of a lot more land.
The Iowa caucuses are Monday, and this is USA Radio News.
130 million Americans made resolutions for 2020, with more than half focused on health. But most resolutions are broken by February. To help you start down the path toward better health outcomes, Ancestry Health is delivering actionable insights for you and your family. Marjan Champagne, Ancestry spokesperson and board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, printable consumer and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool, so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
Start down the path toward better health with Ancestry.com/health.
A well-known doctor in Los Angeles who knows a lot about mental illness and the homeless crisis there says he's not running for office, whatever the media says.
Dr. Drew Pinsky has been hammering California Congressman Democrat Adam Schiff for not tackling the homeless crisis in his district.
People have been at me to kind of maybe run for office, and I started thinking, geez, I think I live in Schiff's district. Oh, my God, he is asleep at the wheel here. I should just run against him.
Dr. Drew, a guest on Fox and Friends.
Then somebody from The Hill came a-knocking, and so I did an interview with The Hill, and I don't do print because people distort everything you say, but this woman dutifully transcribed everything I said. I'm categorically not running. Right. At which point, every other news outlet in the country...
He's running!
New
off
word.
The table completely?
For now.
That report from USA Radio's Robin Walensky. Brexit is here. At 6 p.m. Eastern time today, the United Kingdom will formally leave the European Union. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The deadline has passed for an Idaho woman to prove that her missing children are alive. Lori Vallow was given until last evening to take her 7-year-old boy and 17-year-old daughter to authorities or possibly face contempt of court. Well, she never showed up. The kids haven't been seen since September. The grandparents of the missing children believe that Vallow is involved with what they call a doomsday cult. A football coach in Michigan off the job after just a week over comments he made about Adolf Hitler. Morris Berger resigned from his position at Grand Valley State University yesterday. He got into trouble when he was asked by a reporter which historical figure he'd like to have dinner with. His quick answer was Adolf Hitler. He said the Nazi leader's ability to lead was second to none. And Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, already the richest guy on the planet. But he got even richer yesterday after the online retailer posted earnings results in a matter of minutes after the company released its quarterly earnings report. Amazon's stock jumped 12% in after-hours trading. That added about $13 billion to Bezos' fortune. In just that matter of minutes, Forbes estimates his net worth now at nearly $129 billion. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.